Our shir should be continuous chus refuah shleima to our Rebbe Moshe Tzvi Frida Simcha, Shoshana Basileia, B'shar Kol Chol Yisrael. So whenever I have the opportunity to go to an airport, which Baruch Hashem is pretty often, as my wife is not from New York, she happens to be from Miami Beach, so we're zocha to go to the airport several times during the year. And I have a certain minhag that I picked up from Rabbi Pesach Kron. From the Baal praying with fire, who wrote in his sefer once that it's very important when you give in your bags and when you get your bags back, you should dive in the bedroom. Everything should go smoothly. You know, there's so many details and all these things that could go wrong. One thing that I tried to do then is when I give in the bag, you know, besides giving the guy a couple of dollars, whatever, to say a parakat to Tehillim to be able to see the Bezdus Hashem, everything should be siyat d'shmaya. So that act in itself has two elements. One, I have to do my ishtadlus, I have to daven to Hashem, I have to make sure that it has the right tags. But two, there's some sort of a muna element that I have to have with that. And I think that's a very big message that we see in this week's parsha. This week's parsha, we see that Yaakov Avinu is the big showdown with Esav. And Yaakov Avinu turns into a military tzahal general. And what happens? What happens is as follows. Yaakov is very afraid. The angels come and tell Yaakov that your brother is coming, and your brother has 400 people, and he's coming towards you. The pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Ches, "Vayira Yaakov Maod Vayetzala." Yaakov became very scared, and it gave him a lot of stress. "Vayachas Esa'am Asher Itov Esatzon Esabakar VaGemolim L'Shem Achnos." He divided the two camps. He divided everything there, and all of his possessions into two camps. The next pasuk says, "Vayomer," and he said, "Im Yavo Esav El Machna Achas V'Yiko." If Esav comes and strikes one camp, right? There'll be a second camp. Very pasha. Ask the Belz, the Rebbe, the Tzaddik, Rav Shalom of Belz, a very simple two questions. One, the first question he says is, how did Yaakov Avinu know that after Esav killed the first group, he wasn't just going to go kill the second group? Yaakov Avinu has this big plan. Oh, you know, we're going to separate two groups. And if he kills one group, oh, at least I'll have the second group left. Last time I checked, in the World War II, they didn't just decide to kill half the Nazis or half the Germans. They killed all the Nazis, killed all the Germans. So why Dafka would Yaakov say, oh, if we split them up into two, then it'll be okay? First question. Second question the Belzer Rebbe asks is a very simple question as well. If you look in the Pasuk, the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, Hamachana ha'achas v'hiko. If Esa comes and kills the first, it hits the first group. Achas is Lashon Nekeva. If you look at the end of the pasuk, it says at least there'll be Hamachana Hanishar Lefleta. Nishar is Lashon Zachar. Why Davka is the pasuk going from Nekeva to Zachar? So we have two questions. Why did Yaakov think that Esav wouldn't go on to kill everyone, kill the second group? And the second question is, why did the pasuk? Why is Yaakov starting with Lashon Nekeva in the first group and the Lashon Zachar in the second group? And Rashi has a whole thing over here going between the why certain words could be Zachar, certain words could be Nekeva. That's not where we're going. So the Belzer Rebbe has a very, very deep yisod. The Belzer Rebbe answers as follows. He says, we know how many people were with Yaakov, right? There were 70 nefashos with Yaakov, right? So we had Yaakov himself, his 11 sons, his four wives, plus Dina, right? So if you count them all up, if you do your math at home, how many people is that? That's 17 people. That's 17 people. So what did Yaakov want to do? Yaakov wanted to do the following. He says, oh, my brother Esav has 400 people. So what is he going to do? He has 400 people. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to split up two camps. I'm going to split up one camp of 10 and one camp of 7. And what's going to happen? What's going to happen is as follows. Esav's going to see, I have two camps. He's going to split up his two camps into 200 and 200. Then now it's not a 400 versus a 17 type of a thing. Then the Belzer Rebbe explains from the pasuk in Vayikra Chav Vav Ches. The pasuk says, "V'rodfu mikem chamisha meyer." So that's a very pasuk. The pasuk says that there'll be 500 people there. They'll be running after them. But the Belzer Rebbe said, wanted to give a little drush on that. He says, "Dahainu shechamisha miYisrael, 5 people yicholim lanetzach b'milchama mea ish." What does the pasuk say? "V'rodfu mikem chamisha meyer." What does it mean? 100 will be flying away from five. That five Jews, five people could be able to get 100 people to run away. So he says here an amazing thing. The Baal Zerubi said, he said that the first group that Esav is going to go after, that's going to be the first group, and that's going to be the 10. That group of 10, he doesn't specify which ones from the family or who are going to be. But Rav Weinberger explained that there was a certain how do you explain this? There's a certain level of an upper level that the Imaos had, that Rachel and Leah had, and then Zilpah and Bilhah had a lower level type of a thing. So therefore, Yaakov split it into two. And what happens? If Esav comes and attacks the first group, the more chashuv group, they're going to kill the 200, and therefore what's going to happen? Then they'll be able to help the second group. So listen to how he reads the pasuk. He doesn't read it if Esav comes to hit the group. Im yavo Esav al machana achas. Listen to how he reads it. He says, kasher yavo Esav al machana arishon. If Esav comes to the first group, vihikahu. What does vihikahu mean? We thought in the pasuk it means vihikahu. We thought it means, and he kills us. Vihikahu means, and the 10 people kill Esav and his soldiers. Vihikahu. If they kill that, if that group is Zocha and Mirtz Hashem, they're able to kill Esav and that group. Umishum kach bevada v'haya machna anishar lefleita. Then, of course, the second group will be able to exist because once they'll get rid of the Esav and his soldiers from the first group, then the first group of Yaakov Avinu will be able to help out with the second group, and they'll be able to help out, make sure everyone stays alive. And last but not least, why is the first in the Keva and the end in Zachar? He said it's very simple. Why is that written in Nekeva? What is Vihikahu referring to? Al Esav. And they hit him. That's referred to on Yaakov's group. It's referred on Esav. Vihikahu al Esav. And on Esav, on a lower level. On the Nekeva, they'll be able to beat Esav. In a stronger and a more masculine type of a Lashon, the Pasuk is coming to switch to the Zachar to prove to us the Hayah Hamachana Nishar Lefleita. And then once the first group kills Esav, Vihikahu, and they kill that, and they kill the feminine type of Achas, which is Esav, then Anishar Lefleita, then the Zachar will be able to withstand. So I think that, you know, going now into these minutes now before Hanukkah, we know that the big thing of Hanukkah was what? It was the small ones versus the big ones, right? We say in Al Nizim, Ma'ad and Harbe, right? Sometimes it looks like we're nothing, but five Jews and five Chashmonaim could kill hundreds and thousands of Greeks. The Maisa, but when it comes down to it, there's got to be this dual balance of Ishtalus and also a dual balance of Emunah. We have to be able to put our Emunah in the Kadosh Baruch Hu and make sure we have our Tefillah, but we also have to make sure we do our Ishtalus. And that's what Rashi says, that's how Yaakov Avinu prepared. Yaakov Avinu prepared in three ways, right? The Doron, right, for paying tribute, he gave gifts to Esav, the Tefillah. His Tefillah was his Emunah, but also he prepared for war. He did his Shtalus. So Be'ez Hashem, you know, it's specifically in marriage. People think, oh, you know, I could just wait for my Kala to find me. Or I could just wait for my Chassan to find me. No, a person has to be able to go and do their Shtalus. But at the end of the day, there's got to be that balance of Osav Emunah. There can't be 100-0. There can't be 51-49. There's got to be 50-50. And Be'ez Hashem, if we take that message in our lives, in our own Avodas Hashem, the message doesn't only apply to someone who's dating, but also applies to someone who's married as well. Not that I'm someone who will be able to give marriage advice, because I've only been married 2.5 years behind Har Baruch Hashem. But one thing I realize is that every single day in Avodas Hashem, every single day in Shalom Bayis with your wife, with your friends, with whoever, it's always about having a Munah Kadosh Baruch Hu and Tefillah, but also having that balance of Ishtalus. So make sure we do our effort. And Emet Hashem, the next time we go to an airport, we make sure that when we give our bags in, we don't just give in our bags in and just think that my bags will be okay because I gave them a $5 bill. I gave them I gave them Abraham Lincoln instead of giving them George Washington. But we make sure Be'ez Hashem to be able to do our Ishtalus and give him that Abraham Lincoln or give him the George Washington, but also say a Perek of Tehillim to follow the advice of the Baal Mechaber of the Praying with Fire, Rabbi Heshi Kleiman Shlita. Be'ez Hashem, Yishei B'zocha, have a great Shabbos.